Three, two, one. Start timer. Over 40 in Vancouver, episode 91.
Oh, you checked.
I checked on the as I was walking over here. We got 9 minutes and 49 seconds. What do you want to talk about, Dale? It is Sunday, November the 2nd. The Blue Jays lost.
Sadly.
It was terrible. We should have won game six. But anyways, we're not going to talk about baseball.
I went to the best event last Sunday.
It was a week ago today?
A week ago today. That's right. Super it was cool. at the wonderful local Rio Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Privately owned. Just bought the park. Awesome. Yeah. It was called Saturday Morning Cartoons. They had one on Saturday and one on Sunday. So very I did cool. Saturday Morning Cartoons on Sunday. And it was so much fun. So it was 3 hours of cultivated cartoons that someone had put together.
Yep.
And they had all the breakfast cereal you could eat. They had
milk and oat milk and almond milk. Goat milk.
They had three kinds of milk. I think those first three. Yes. And I had
cow's milk,
six bowls of cereal,
oat milk
through the whole thing, and just a whole bunch of fun.
Have Raisin Bran?
Oh, this is kids cereal.
Raisin Bran was for kids when I was a kid.
The healthiest cereal I think they had was probably
Raisin Bran is not healthy, Dale.
Rice Krispies.
Okay. Were there lots of kids in attendance?
There was a few kids. There was people from my cohort all the way down to probably 5 years old. And there was Halloween.
Wow.
It was Halloween themed, so there was costumes.
Yep.
And my friend and I played the game of could we guess the cartoon from the opening before the I got two, I think. They started with Scooby-Doo, of course. Classic, Halloween all year round.
Right.
Got that one. They had, and then Halloween episodes from other cartoons.
They just played them.
They played them, and then they had an interstitial, so they had Halloween-themed television IDs. This is Channel 20 from San Francisco with the jack-o'-lantern.
How about obnoxious ads?
And they had obnoxious toy ads.
Okay.
Halloween-themed toy ads. It was
they
hilarious.
They didn't have any ads from 2025, thank goodness.
No, they spanned the era. They had a cartoon from, must have been the 40s. This had to be in a movie theater because it featured a radio. There was no TV in it. They had a Raggedy Ann and Andy cartoon. I don't know what year that was from.
That was the 30s, 40s, 50s?
I'm going to guess it was Chuck Jones. So I'm going to guess the 50s.
Yeah, Chuck Jones, yeah.
I don't know if it was too good a quality to be TV of the day. So it was probably movie, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. But Scooby-Doo, which was a classic. They had Gem and the Holograms. There was a lot of Gem love.
Gem and the Holograms. Is that Vancouver?
No. These were all out of... There was one Nelvana. What was the Nelvana? I think there was one Nelvana cartoon.
HR Puffin Stuff.
No, that wasn't a cartoon.
I know, it was live action. But didn't they also have a cartoon?
Oh, maybe. Gem flashed on the screen and applause broke out.
What was the average age crowd?
I've mentioned it to a lot of people, and I'm surprised how many women have a lot of Gem love. They're like, if you know, you know. Gem was wonderful.
How many average age of the audience?
I couldn't guess.
Average age of the kids present. Our kids are under 16.
I'm gonna say actually average age maybe probably 40.
Okay.
And of course Saturday morning cartoons aren't a thing now, right? Because you can get your cartoons all the time.
Yeah, I know, but kids are into everything these days. So were there kids kids under 16?
Well, like I said, there was I saw a couple kids, they must have been 5 or 6 in their cute little onesie costumes.
With their 40 plus parents.
And all age ranges,
or 30 plus
teens,
parents.
Teens and up. There was families, which was really fun to see.
Was it sold out?
It was sold out, but I don't think the theater was full. I think there might have been some no-shows, but it was...
They weren't serving booze.
I got the last...
Because Rio has a license.
They were.
Oh, they were.
Corinne got in. It's and the bar is open if you ever wondered what a IPA tastes like with your breakfast cereal. I have had no curiosity at all. If they sold the cure, I might have tried some Bailey's on my breakfast cereal.
Bailey's would probably
be... Oh, and it was... tables are 6 feet or 8 feet. We'll call it 6 feet.
Yeah.
In the lobby, they had two of those 6 foot tables end to end, except one end they had the dishes, and it would bring your own breakfast bowl, and they had non-breakable, or they had them there. And at the other side was the tub with the milk in it. Mm-hmm. And fully in between was all breakfast cereal. Then they had another table inside the theater in front of the screen. That was like four tables.
Nice.
End to end with breakfast cereal. But there was repeats on the one in the theater. So I had a bunch of cereal from my youth that I've been curious about. I had like Sugar Puffs and Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch. They ran out of Count Chocula, sadly.
Captain Crunch, wasn't that the one where you got like a buried treasure? That's Cracker Jacks. But wasn't that was there Cracker Jacks. A lot of cereal did have things inside.
Yeah, a lot of them had toy prizes. Yeah. No toy prizes here. No toy prizes.
That would be cool. They could.
It's funny. So you obviously never had Captain Crunch growing up.
I had Captain Crunch.
Did you? Everybody.
I hated all that cereal.
When you mentioned Captain Crunch, it's like, oh, I cut my mouth up. The new Captain Crunch doesn't cut your mouth up.
Oh my gosh. They've dumbed it. They've neutered it.
They neutered it. It didn't taste as sweet as I remember it either.
So these were all 2025 versions of these vintage cereals.
Yes, of course. Oh God, would you have wanted to rich?
I don't want any of them. I didn't like any of them.
This box of cereal is like original from the 70s. No, thank you.
No, well, you know, it's so processed. It probably would survive. If unopened, it's probably okay. Because, you know, you see all those YouTube videos about people eating World War II rations. So
Vietnam
War rations.
I came out with a sugar buzz, needless to say, with all that. Right. I did get my chocolate fix with chocolate Cheerios, which I never had as a kid.
I've never had chocolate
That was the
Cheerios.
First time.
I've had all the other ones you mentioned.
And I had Reese's Puffs.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
weren't that good, actually, but my friend really liked them. No accounting for taste, I guess.
We all have peculiars.
So they had. They also had Pink Panther, which was a blast. And of course, Pink Panther, you didn't need to see anything. As soon as that theme cut in, it's like, oh, that's the Pink Panther.
Right, because it was a series of movies and then a series of cartoons.
Then a series of cartoons and that saxophone riff.
Were the cartoons for kids? Because the movies really weren't for kids.
The cartoons were for kids, although I wasn't as entertained by them as I was with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And another one I'd never heard of called Bunkula.
Oh, I never heard of Bunkula.
Which is a bunny Dracula, which was really cheesy. So cheesy.
Did you look forward to having your cereal in the morning as a child?
I did.
I did not. I hated it.
I liked the sugar cereal.
I like Rice Krispies, and I liked granola, raisin. What is it? Raisin bran? Which wasn't healthy at all.
Why isn't raisin bran healthy?
Because it was full of sugar, just like all the other ones, except it had raisins and bran.
Cheerios is full of sugar, too.
Yeah.
Life cereal famously was like supposed to be healthy, but
it wasn't
packed with sugar.
We never had Life cereal. I mean, I saw the ads.
Shreddies were apparently pretty good.
Full of sugar, the ones we got. I'm sure there. I'm sure you could get the ones without sugar. I'm sure there were, but it wasn't a thing for us. If you know.
My favorite cereals as an adult are those mini wheats with the icing sugar on them. Like
I should really ask my brother and sister if they actually enjoyed the cereal that we had growing up, because I didn't. I prefer the Filipino food breakfast or the fish and chips breakfast or the leftover breakfast.
I loved my cereal.
Yeah, and you're not alone.
This event was so much fun.
Would you go again?
Absolutely.
Do you do it periodically? Once a year? Once a quarter?
This is the second one I know of, and I think they've done more. So yeah, I need to pay attention and check it out. And this one was Halloween themed, so
right.
I think that limited their choice a little bit because not every cartoon episode did a Halloween theme. I think everybody did a Christmas one. Actually,
a Christmas one.
The logical one would be Christmas, yeah.
What were the big cereal occasions? Christmas, definitely. Halloween, definitely. Was it 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Was it 10 minutes? No, it's a message, Instagram message from.
That's what I got.
2 minutes? 58 seconds, according to my timer.
So yeah, blast from the past, sentimental.
Amazing.
Ton of fun.
Rio has a lot of that stuff. Rio's great for that.
They do.
You hear that they bought the park.
Yeah, that's what I opened with. They bought
the
park.
Sorry. That was 10 minutes ago. I don't remember.
The other nice, they kept the lights on too in the theater. Mm-hmm. So it had very much a living room, as much as a movie theater can be. But
didn't
at least
you weren't
stumbling around.
Scary cartoons on Saturdays?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. They didn't show any of that.
They had a Tales from the Crypt, but it wasn't especially scary.
That wasn't Vincent Price.
The cartoons weren't. No. No.
Oh.
So yeah, highly recommended if you're into that kind of thing.
Is at Commercial and 12th here in East Vancouver. Is that right?
Commercial and Broadway.
Commercial and Broadway here in East
Vancouver.
Right
by SkyTrain station.
Right by SkyTrain. lots of parking in the neighborhood for free, especially on weekends. And close to the bike routes. Very close to the bike routes. So easy to get to from any direction. Oh, it's the magic gong. Well, thank you, Dale, for that awesome topic. I'm rolling.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, ciao.